The Mixed Morning Fix is
on the air.
It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waking up with us. John, Justin, and Jackson, a high today of 40. I thought people started work today. As I look at traffic, maybe we're wrong.
A little slow out there still.
Maybe we called. Maybe come back tomorrow.
No, I can't.
Let's walk away.
No, I can't do it.
That's enough of that.
You guys kind of itching to be back on?
Yeah. I woke up excited to get to work this morning.
Were you really?
Yeah. Totally. I'm like, all right, we got to do this.
I was so confused. I was like, why? I turned off my alarm 2 weeks ago after our broadcast at the Road Home. And when my family, we flew out to Seattle, Washington to visit family. And this morning was the first time I've had an alarm in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I had no clue what was going on.
Was it turned up really loud?
Yes, like, and it was loud, and the kids crawled in bed sometime last night, which caused just an awful night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So they were in the bed. I'm trying to make sure I turn it off before it wakes them up. Then I'm standing there, and I'm like, why am I upright? I'm telling you, I didn't know who I was.
Yeah, I feel that.
Sounds like every morning.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's off to a good start.
Yeah, you're right back into the swing of things.
Exactly. Justin, Jackson, missed you guys. How was the break? Justin, what was the highlight? I know we're going to talk a lot about Christmas and New Year's and everything today, but
okay, kind of the recap.
Yeah,
We both saw Jumanji. I know you and I both did that.
Yes, we did.
I did a lot of eating.
Uh huh.
I think my liver is failing.
Attaboy.
That's really about it. There was a lot of eating and sitting around.
Jackson, I did get a text from Justin on New Year's Eve. He didn't even wait for New Year's Day. It was like 6 p.m. New Year's Eve. He's like, "The diet starts now, John."
As do
you and me
at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Huh?
New Year's Eve.
That's amazing.
I'm like, open a bottle of champagne. Let's talk tomorrow. What are you doing?
Oh, it was so bad. I'm just to the point to where I'm like, I cannot eat anymore.
Yeah.
Just junk food.
Yeah.
I felt gross about it, too.
Yeah, I was sitting there absolutely. In my own skin. I'm like, I don't like this.
We should have weighed ourselves before the break and today.
I don't think that's necessary.
So next year, we'll weigh on our way out of the Road Home.
Yes.
And then back in the studio, like, the first day back.
Yeah. Because it's true. You start, you know, take a little
the
samples.
The wheels fly off.
They really do.
There is no stopping that runaway train.
Oh, man.
The holidays are rough.
I had to send myself into rehab for 3 days just to get back on track.
Betty Ford called. They're ready for you. Your room's available.
Why do you think I was so confused this morning? Jackson, how about you?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a great time. Watched so much TV. So it, like, a truly disturbing amount of television. Because my problem is all I do is work.
Like, right.
That is my number one thing. I love working. I love coming in, staying late. But when I don't have work, it turns out I don't know what else to do. So, like, it's not like I have a bunch of hobbies or anything.
You sent us a message, and we're going to talk about this show more today, but Black Mirror.
Oh, my gosh.
So how much of it did you watch?
I watched 3 episodes.
Okay. I have not seen it yet, but
is that a Netflix or?
It's a Netflix original. It's Twilight Zone, basically.
Okay, gotcha.
But so much more messed up. It is crazy to watch.
It's become the next, like, Stranger Things, like, pop culture-wise.
This is the new hot one.
Yeah, it really
is.
Okay,
we need to jump
on
board. Even though
season 4 is happening right now.
Yeah, I don't know why it's taken so long for the show to
take,
like,
off.
Yeah.
But, man, is it insane.
Okay.
We'll talk about the social media one later.
Okay, which was just one episode.
That was just one episode. Because each individual episode is its own. It's like a mini movie, and it's so good.
We did all hang out once over the break. We all came in to shoot a video for the first day of the new year.
Yes, we did.
In fact, if you've missed it, it's up on Facebook, Mix 105.1 Utah, on Instagram as well. But we recreated a polar plunge.
It was awesome.
Right smack in the middle of our cubicles.
I didn't think that the ladies that were working there realized they were going to get as wet as they did. You know?
Yeah.
I think the carpet's still wet around there also.
It was fun, though.
We just got those carpets cleaned.
I know. I'm waiting for the email from our GM today being like, hey, guys, I thought I should try to be nice to this carpet.
And you know what exactly is going to happen? I'm going to hit reply all, and I'm like, I told them no. I told them we need to do it on the hard part of the floor.
No.
Why? Because then it'd be all slick, so it could fall.
Yeah, we were just thinking of safety.
Yeah, but how, you are such a liar.
Watch the video. It's worth it. Facebook.com/Mix1051Utah. I wanted to talk about this now because I know a lot of people are heading in a hill. They start around this time.
Yeah.
But when we were flying out to Seattle, Liam was wearing this really cool bomber jacket that his aunt gave him. She's an engineer over at Boeing.
Okay.
So it's his Boeing bomber jacket, like a flight jacket. And he's walking through the airport, and we had pilots stopping him, wanting to, like, say, that's a cool jacket.
No that's way. Adorable.
And giving him, like, pilot trading cards.
Really?
So this is, like, the day before Christmas Eve, and Liam's getting all these trading cards from all these Delta pilots that have, like, the plane that they fly on it, and then, like, stats on the back. And then he's getting, like, not just, like, the silver wings you normally get. He was being given gold wings.
Wow.
And he's like, this is the coolest thing ever.
He's like, man, I've arrived.
I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, whatever. And then this guy started following us, and I was aware that someone was following us. So I kind of stopped, pulled us to the side, and he came over and he's like, hey, I've seen that some pilots have stopped your son and given him those cards. I'm an engineer who's working on the F-22 over at Hill Air Force Base. That is a really cool fighter jet, just so you guys know. He's like, here's a tag from the plane. It's actually a piece of the plane that he gave to my son, Liam.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And handed to, and I think by then, Liam was kind of over being given stuff. Right. But I was, like, geeking out at that point.
Well, that's pretty cool stuff. Like, you're like, how do I get myself one of those?
Right. Yeah. So it was a
you steal Liam's.
Right.
Pretend it didn't happen.
It's mine now.
Yeah, yep. I need one of those jackets.
Best part about being a
dad.
So
great.
I didn't get his name, but it was someone over at Hill Air Force Base who's working on the F-22. So thank you for that. Do appreciate it. Asking you, how does the story end? 22-year-old guy in Madison, Wisconsin. He was getting his haircut last week. Stylist was this 46-year-old dude. During the haircut, the stylist got upset that the 22-year-old was fidgeting and moving around. So he grabbed the guy's ear and he twisted it.
Oh.
Like a grandma.
You know what? It's an oldie, but it works.
How often are you doing this to people, Justin?
Sit down.
I saw him in a meeting last week. Grabbed the guy's ear, twisted it once.
It's really kind of like bullying people around that way.
That's right. And you know what? No bruising.
No.
Things got worse from there. How does the story end?
I'm saying that the 22-year-old grabbed the barber's razor and went, shaved off a chunk, a nice patch of hair.
So he attacked him.
Yes.
He's like, don't you, you're not coming after me.
I don't think so, pal. All right.
Jackson?
Well, the police showed up to respond to the assault.
Yeah.
And when they started poking around the barbershop, they found a dog fighting ring in the back.
Oh, man. I want that to
horrible.
Be the story.
No, that's... I'll read some text and I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. The barber then took a straight razor, cut off the guy's ear as punishment.
Wow. Van Gogh...
It's like Reservoir Dogs.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, gasoline comes out. He threw a lighter into the comb sanitizer solution bottle and burned the place down.
Is that stuff flammable?
Wow. I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Dark. Let's try it.
Let's do it.
I kind of want to.
I really do, too.
Mac from Ogden says the guy getting the haircut actually had Parkinson's. His twitches were uncontrollable, so he sued the barber office and won.
Oh, he now owns the shop.
He owns it. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Well, the stylist decided after twisting the guy's ear to nick his ear with scissors. Then he took his clipper and ran it right down the middle of the guy's head. So basically it was like the reverse mohawk.
Oh, no.
Like Larry from Three Stooges.
Oh, no.
What a psycho.
Yeah.
Was he also on PCP?
I don't know. The guy called the cops. Here's the crazy thing. It's actually not illegal to give a bad haircut.
Well... Do you think after the ear twisting and the nick that you might be like, never mind, I'm done here.
Why did the guy wait so long to get up?
You know.
Right? That's how he twisted your ear. Don't you get up then? But like, then the guy nicks your ear. Then you definitely, the fact that you let it go one more time, it's like, fool me once.
Yeah.
I am so concerned about this because, yeah, it's not illegal to give a bad haircut.
No, right. It's not.
Obviously. But this seems like actual negligence, intentional.
Like assault.
There's a word for it. Assault.
Nicking the guy's ear with scissors. Now, that is illegal. So the stylist was given a ticket for disorderly conduct. Out of all of that, all he was given a ticket.
Okay, $50 and he's done?
That guy has a bunch of bodies in his basement. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Someone's fidgeting, so you're going to cut their ear?
Maybe he was having a bad day.
No.
Look, he was off for 2 weeks. He was upset that he had to go back and work.
That's true.
He was a little frustrated.
I have been angry at a lot of people. Ask me how many ears I have cut.
How many?
None. Because
really?
That's crazy.
Interesting. I was looking on Facebook. You know, sometimes like people's feeds come a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
And someone actually here in the building was doing this post of like, tell me what my New Year's resolution should be.
You know what? I read that one.
Yeah. And then a bunch of people were like, don't do one at all. They're stupid. I had a resolution once. Don't do resolutions. I was like, I get it. That's fine for some people. But other people like to use the new year as a chance to kind of reassess their life goals.
Right.
It just gives you a second to pause and think about the future.
Yeah, I'm over the ones that say I'm going to lose weight this year.
Are you now?
Yeah, just because I feel that that's the one that's played out. How about if you have a resolution to where it's like, you know what, I'm going to be nicer this year.
So you feel like they should be more personality driven than
right?
Really?
Something that's just different.
You're the same man who texts me on New Year's Eve asking me if we were dieting on the first.
Well, that's what you and I do.
Okay.
And that's so not, it's okay for you two, but for nobody else.
Right, exactly.
That's not a New Year's resolution, because then I'm not held to anything.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know you're doing it.
Yeah.
Plus, I looked up your diet. I can't do that one anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's too hard.
It's very hard.
It's too hard. I can't do it.
Jackson, New Year's resolutions?
I've always been against them,
mm-hmm.
just because I feel like, yeah, just because it's a new year doesn't mean anything changes, like, really. But then I got so far behind on some work last month,
yeah,
and I spent so much time catching up on it. So now my New Year's resolution is to have better time management.
There you go.
See, and that's just a good one. At that and plan things a little bit more.
With that time management, will that involve not having so many people around your cubicle throughout the day?
Or just walking away from them.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with that, too.
I'll just if you stand could just up take and walk
group,
away.
Because Jackson and I share a wall, so I get sucked into a lot of his stuff. Maybe when you get the group, if you could just get up and move and go for a walk, that'd be great. Because you know what? They'll follow you. No one's over there talking to me.
Oh. That is not the truth all the time. First of all,
John would like to be more productive in 2018.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so.
I say we just take over sales cubicles, because their cubicles have big, high walls.
Yes.
No one can just stand around and chat with you. It sounds great.
We're getting texts at 615-44. Yes to resolutions, but you shouldn't wait to New Year's Eve to start them. So kind of like whenever you're thinking of like something you want to change.
Yeah, you should just do
just
it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
No resolutions, because you know they're going to just end in fiery balls of failure.
Wow.
Most of them always do. So.
I'd rather start something when I know I'm going to be motivated to keep it up.
Yeah, I get that. But I also get like some people's attitude of, okay, this time now I'm back on the horse. And I don't think anybody should be put down by that.
I feel like we have become a society where we're like against you if you have a resolution. Like, we want you to fail.
Yeah, and I don't like, okay, I go to my gym all the time. And I will say that from like March to December, it is empty.
Yes.
There is no one there.
Yeah.
But right around this time, January to March, it is packed. And it is irritating.
I hate this.
Because I have my routine, and I do my things, and I like my things where they are. However, I'm not going to get down on people for trying to improve themselves.
No.
Ever. And I think that's fine.
We, like, our studio used to share the parking lot with a gym. In January till about the second week of February was terrible, just trying to find parking.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
The nightmare of that.
Right. But then it would slowly taper off, and then you'd be fine again. But
yeah,
the first month really did stink.
But like, I really hope it doesn't taper off. I don't get down on people for trying to do better.
See another text saying, I don't have any resolutions because nobody ever does them. I bet people, that's the question. Have you ever succeeded with a resolution?
My resolution last year was to crush it every single day, and I feel like I did great with that.
You did all right.
I did pretty good.
I'm not going to knock you on
that.
Wait,
he just
one.
Did Thank all right? You. So he didn't crush it.
No,
he did okay.
I crushed it, I would say, 80% of the time.
Well, is that crushing it then?
No.
That's like a B.
That's a B.
Crushing
it is an
year.
A plus. Crushing is extra credit.
Right.
Okay.
You know what you did?
As the term crushing it should be 100%.
You did slightly above average if you did a B.
I crushed it 80% of the days.
Okay.
I'm measuring by day. You guys are measuring by all year.
You're right. Okay.
And I got a B. All right.
10 Tech says it all right now. Resolutions, yes or no? Hey, but we didn't talk about our resolutions.
Yeah, I mean,
did you have one?
Well, of course I did.
Well, what's your resolution?
I'm going to eat healthy for 10 days.
Oh. Weren't you just complaining about the losing weight thing?
Was.
For
yes.
10 days.
Okay.
That's not enough to start a habit.
That's enough to make me feel good about coming off the holidays, though. So between now and January 10th.
How was yesterday? A lot of football on yesterday.
I ate good yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Look, yes. I want to support you, even though I find your resolution to be ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. No. You know what it is? It's realistic. Because when are you going to fall off?
Your resolution should be stop frustrating me
I
so much.
I feel like it can't be a New Year's resolution if you're not planning on sticking with it the whole new year.
10 days is enough to do nothing.
10 days is enough for me to feel good about myself for the whole
thing. Listen, let him feel good about himself.
I will not let
How
him
dare
feel
you?
Good about himself.
John's is 30 days. We're going to see how well he does.
Ugh. Yeah, John's is also insane, and he's been doing it for much longer than 30 days. He's like a beauty queen pageant. Like, He's on the beauty pageant diet right now. Yes, it's crazy talk.
January 11th, I'm going to take you guys out for pizza.
Take photos. Send them to me. Let me just sniff the pizza. I'm looking at the text coming in. We're arguing about resolutions, yes or no. Resolutions are fake and a waste of time. People deserve to strive to be the best version of themselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think people fail resolutions because they don't have a support group. So if we can support each other, we may do better at succeeding. I lost 25 pounds in 2017, and I want to lose another 45. I'm looking to my friends and family for encouragement. Let us be your encouragement. Text us every week.
We'll help you out on that.
Yeah.
And congrats on a great year last year.
That's awesome. I think people fail at New Year's because they're trying to change everything about their habits.
No,
at
just
10 once.
Days. 10 days will get you.
10
just
days.
Start small.
Also, I feel like if you change too much all at one time, it's never going to stick.
Here's someone who's like me. I like doing birthday resolutions rather than New Year's resolutions. That's me, too. I think that's a good time to self-reflect.
I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because it's your year.
Yeah.
And it kind of just, I don't know, it takes away the pressure of the New Year's resolution.
Right. Well, plus, if you have a New Year's resolution that you've done poorly with, and then your birthday's in, like, June, you're halfway through the year. You can reevaluate.
There you go.
I think that's solid.
I like it.
Let's see. A goal is a good thing. Any goal. Yeah. Except for Justin's 10-day thing. That's just stupid.
10 days, it's a goal.
Every goal except for Justin's is great.
You're such a 10-day goal, man.
The one thing I've missed out on over the last 2 weeks was Justin's 7 a.m. silly. So what do you say? Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, why aren't koalas actual bears?
Why aren't koalas actual bears?
They don't meet the qualifications.
Yeah. That's how it's done.
Solid.
Maybe that's your resolution. Better 7 a.m. sillies. Came out strong.
Just a 10-day diet.
Okay. Thought we'd take a few minutes and take your holiday horror stories. You could call us at 844-649-1051 or a quick text, 615-44. I ask that because our GM...
Oh, I know.
...posted on Facebook that his entire family had the flu, and they spent Christmas Day in the ER.
I know that they had big plans, too. They were going to take, like, their boy skiing.
Yes.
And it was going to be, like, this whole family event. And I'm like, did you get to do it? And he's like, no, man, I haven't come out of the house in 3 days.
Which, I mean, that is not just, like, a cold. We're talking the flu. Ugh.
That's awful. My whole family got stomach flu 1 year for Christmas.
Really?
It was so... And we only had 2 toilets in the whole house we were staying at. So it was like my immediate family and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles.
What do you do with 2 toilets
and
6 people?
2 toilets. It was not going to happen.
My wife, Jen, her coworker, who has a 5-year-old son, woke up Christmas morning not feeling well, opened up one gift and asked if he could go back to bed.
Whoa.
You know your kid's not feeling well, but on Christmas morning they don't want to open gifts.
No, that sucks.
Yeah. We had something a little different. We all went to Seattle, Washington to stay at my sister-in-law's house, and my mother-in-law decided to rent an RV and park it out in the driveway of my sister-in-law's house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Think Christmas vacation.
Right. I get it.
Sure.
Yeah. The problem was she didn't pay attention, and they winterized the RV.
Oh, no.
Well, of course they did.
You can't use the restroom.
No.
Right.
So she went to Walmart, and she bought a bucket.
No.
Yes.
There's a house
right there. I know.
Well, what if you got to go in the night?
Right. That was her thing.
You say, hey, excuse me. I hope I don't wake you up, but I have to potty and I'm not using a Home Depot bucket.
She totally could have, but no.
Being a male, I would have just opened the door.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Listen, and my father-in-law, I think, did that, but...
Right. Because in the dark, you're like, all right, I'm just going to open the door.
We ended up having... a pee bucket for Christmas.
That's awesome.
In the RV.
That is unacceptable.
Isn't it, though? In every which way possible?
Yeah. Yep, not okay.
See, the old Christmas pee bucket.
Which maybe I was joking like...
For some kind of a family tradition starting
So what happens? If it starts to get full, do you go outside, you see the neighbor? Morning!
Wow.
Pee bucket's full.
That's right.
Like, washing it out.
Every morning, you got to give it a little clean out.
That is horrifying. Absolutely not.
Holiday horror stories. Text us at 615-44. I came down with the flu, and my family made me wear a surgical mask. Like the black sheep.
Like, I don't want that.
3 days after Christmas, my deadbeat dad went to jail.
Oh,
not during the holidays.
Awkward.
My kid ran downstairs to see what Santa brought and tripped on our rug. We spent the morning in ER.
Oh, man. You know what, too? And there's no stopping a kid when they're when they see those presents.
That's the worst part, too, is like he had it. It was in his sights.
Right. He saw it as he was falling.
But he didn't quite make it.
Right.
Turns out he was naughty on the naughty list the whole time.
Santa actually set up a tripwire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it
solid
happened.
Work, Santa.
Right. Holiday horror stories. We're taking your text at 61544. I'm 10 weeks pregnant and have terrible morning sickness. Threw up all holiday break. Mm. Sorry.
That's awful.
Jen never had that, but I had an old co-host who had it really bad, who would have to run out.
Run to the and go throw up and then
go
come
throw
back
up in the garbage can outside the studio. Yeah. I just separated from my wife and had to do Christmas with my family. It was so awkward. That first Christmas alone.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard. You're back at mom's.
That's weird. That's awkward.
Do you go or do you just try to find yourself like a family, like a vacation away from everyone?
Yeah, you go. You got to rip the Band-Aid off.
You need the family support right. During the holidays anyways, I guess, right? Jackson, what do you do? What do you do, Jackson?
Well, I mean, I had a great time. Like, this was our first Christmas without my mom.
Right.
And so my dad, he didn't put up a tree. He didn't put up decorations. He gave each of us $100 cash, and then we went to dinner at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I love it. Perfect.
Oh, slam dunk.
That sounds fantastic.
It was great. So, yes, you can run away from your problems.
At what point did you use a pee bucket? Did you?
Not
that
once.
Was not used.
No, not
really?
A single time.
Interesting.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
It really is. Holiday horror stories. I work retail. I had to work the day before and the day after Christmas. What happened to the holiday spirit? Mm-mm. That we should ask retailers. Like,
it doesn't exist in retail.
Yeah. Like, just, what happened during that time?
Right.
How many times did you get yelled at? So we're taking your text right now at 61544. Holiday horror stories. What happened bad in the last 2 weeks? Catch us up. We haven't talked in a while.
No.
Found out my husband was having an affair on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
I feel that like sucks. That's almost for Jackson's Confession
that's
Monday.
That's insane. Are you kidding me?
How?
Yeah, save that one for Monday. We'll dig deep into that one.
Did he tell you? Was it wrapped in a gift? Like, was he being really mad about it?
Oh, man. Could you imagine, like, walking into the living room Christmas Eve? It's like, open now. And it's like, I want a divorce.
Oh,
that'd be horrible. Or like a little spring. There's a little spring with a picture of him. And when you open the box, it says, I want a divorce. I want a divorce.
Oh, or was it like Love Actually? Did you know he bought some kind of gift and it didn't come to you? You Whoa. Know, like, you bought jewelry. Who was it for?
You referenced Love Actually a lot.
It's my
like
life.
Like a lot.
It's my life. water heater went out on New Year's Eve. Found out with freezing cold water, the basement is flooded.
That sucks.
Oh, that
man,
does
I'm
suck
so sorry.
Bad.
I was talking about how our GM has the flu. Fun fact, the flu vaccine this year is only 10% effective. I've heard that. I heard that on New Year's Eve. We went to dinner with some friends, and they were saying that.
Really?
That's yeah.
Pretty small.
This is why I'm not getting it. Like, it just is not worth it.
I guess, like, 16 states... had to declare like almost like a flu emergency over the holidays. That's how big the flu has been from Christmas to New Year's.
That's crazy talk.
I don't think Utah was one of them. More text at 61544, your holiday horror stories. I had a severe panic attack and I went to ER on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Family will do that. I found out my husband started smoking again on Christmas morning.
Yeah, the stress.
Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly.
Maybe it's his resolution to quit now.
He was kind of... Sometimes people, when they know their resolution, they go big. Like, we knew we were going to diet.
Yeah.
So you ate a lot of sweets, like on Christmas or on New Year's Eve.
Boy, did I.
Right. Well, and if you have a pack of cigarettes laying around...
No, you can throw them away, Jackson.
Too expensive.
I'm sorry, what? Why don't you take a nice $10 bill out of your wallet and throw it away,
throw
John?
Throw it out the window.
Throw it right in the trash.
For my health, I will.
Okay. No, you won't.
I got a DUI on New Year's Eve.
Oh no.
You got to not get behind the wheel, buddy.
No. There's Uber. There's Lyft. In fact, the police departments had like a van out. Did you see that?
Yes.
The tipsy wagon.
And AAA.
And AAA will tow your car, right?
Will tow your car for free. Like, I don't mean to be judgmental. Like, I don't know the situation. I don't understand the circumstances behind it. But there are so many ways to not get a DUI now. There's so many ways to not get a DUI. Getting one is so irresponsible.
I had food poisoning and I got really sick. It's the worst also. I gave myself a concussion on Christmas Day. Okay, we need more. What you did there was you just gave us a tease. We need to know how you gave yourself a concussion on Christmas Day.
Because there's got to be a great story that goes with that.
Right, yeah.
Like a remote control helicopter came down and like knocked you out or like something.
A drone?
Yeah. A fresh out of the box Christmas present drone hit you right in the head.
I lost money on the Rose Bowl. Yeah, but it was a good game.
It was a good game.
I know you lost money, but man, what a game to watch.
That sports football?
It was. It was a big game. Went in a double overtime yesterday.
Sports football.
Okay, so nothing. So you're not excited.
Is
about
it football?
It's football.
College football?
It is college football.
Gross on both fronts.
No,
how dare you?
Gross.
How dare you try to get me interested in that?
The airline lost my luggage.
Oh, oh no.
Were there Christmas gifts?
That's the worst.
Finally, in my second trimester, no more morning sickness. So relieved. Congratulations on that.
Congrats.
Holiday horror stories. Give us a call.
844-649-1051.
That's 844-MIX-1051.
Or text 615-44.
This is the Mix Morning Fix on demand.
You know, you've got to know a lot of us here on Mix 105.1, but you don't know the people who work behind the scenes. For example, Camilla. Hi, Camilla.
Hi.
What is your official title?
Marketing consultant.
Marketing consultant here on Mix, which means really, like, look, if you have a business that you're trying to start up, or maybe you're in charge of advertising for your business, they call you, right?
I hope they do. We have a lot of great solutions here on Mix.
What about those who own a business who think, I can't afford radio on my budget?
I think that's a common misconception. Radio can be very effective and built in with a few of our other offerings.
But if I want something and I'm going like, that's great, I want to be on radio, but I also want social media, I want billboards. Like,
we can do that.
Oh.
We can do everything here. We can help you with social media. In fact, we have a lot of great personalities like yourself.
What?
Who can be a real asset to businesses like that.
So listen, if you're driving in this morning, if you like what we do and you're going, I want to be a part of Mix 105.1, call Camilla, and the best way to do that would be?
801-699-8168.
One more time.
801-699-8168.
The Mix Morning Fix. Weekdays 5 to 10 on Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update with John, Justin, and Jackson. We're trying to help out Ryan, who it sounds like met Summer through a friend, and you know, they talked for a while on the phone, and then the next thing you know, decided to do a nice dinner, and they went to Carver's, which was crazy around the Christmas time with the parties, but after a little bit of a wait, got in and I had a good meal. And since then, though, Summer's not called Ryan back. Ryan, did I get all that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Awesome. We were able to get a hold of Summer, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
All right, cool.
Summer, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you today?
Good. New Year's resolutions, have you started a list yet for those? Are you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind on that.
Okay. Hey, we're calling because not only do we want to support you with any of those resolutions, what they might be, but because a friend of ours, Ryan, called us, who went out on a date with you and sounded like it was a really good time, but, you know, you're not calling Ryan back now.
Yeah, I don't really think that it was a good match.
Was it because it sounds like he didn't make reservations? Was that the reason why?
I mean, I really didn't mind it. I actually kind of enjoyed the time that we had to just talk. It was very pressure-free, and you know, I got to know him a little bit better while we waited, and I didn't have an issue with that. It was more that dinner was really good, but he wanted to split the check, which I'm normally okay with, except that he ordered a steak with a salad and sides, and all I had was a salad. And Carver's is not a particularly inexpensive restaurant.
Oh.
So you mean like he just wanted you to pay for your salad and like your drink, and that was it?
No. He wanted to split the check 50-50.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's not cool. Oh.
Man, those steaks are like $25 and up.
Yeah, it was a little shocking. First of all, I've not been on a date where anyone asked me to go Dutch since college.
Yeah.
aside from that, I mean, I had a third of what he ate.
That had to be a shock. Probably this is a shock as well. Ryan's been listening in on the other line. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Dude.
Okay, first off, I don't understand why anyone wouldn't get a steak at Carver's. Like, why would you get a salad at a steak restaurant?
That's true.
Regardless, though, like, you didn't pay for the date that you asked her out on, and you took her to a really nice place.
That's true also.
Right. Like, when the bill came, it just was one of those awkward, like, moments, and I went to take it, but she also put hers. It was, like, a weird thing, and then it just kind of happened. Like, well, it wasn't my intention.
No, you do the fake leaning. That's why she was doing the, oh, no, let me help out. But that doesn't mean she actually wants to split it.
No, if you ask someone on a date, you should pay for the date.
Also, maybe she got the salad because she knew you were paying for it and she didn't want to jack the price up even more. Maybe, yeah, that's good. Maybe Summer was being just cool about the whole thing.
Well, that is cool. But, I mean, I had, like, a piece of steak in my mouth. Like, I don't know. I just... It didn't really cross my mind, really. Like, it wasn't my intention for us to, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't my intention.
Look, I feel like we're coming down hard on Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And
I feel that, too.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan.
We didn't call to come down on you.
No, in fact, our whole point is we're going to try to get you that next date, Ryan. So I'm going to try to end this on a high note for you. I mean, you're still interested, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Summer, look, I think we knocked Ryan around a bit. We let him know that that's not cool. I'm sure that won't happen again. In fact, why don't we pay for the next date so no one has to stress about it? Is it something you'd be interested in doing, Summer?
We had really good conversation. I'd be willing to give it another shot.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. All right. That's good.
There you go.
So we know who the new morning team's going to be on the Today Show. I'll tell you next.
John, Justin, and Jackson.
Bingo! You got it.
I'm having that talk with my daughter Ella a lot right now. What makes you beautiful?
Are you? But why?
Yeah, she's been having, you know, she got a bunch of Barbies, and then someone gave her like a little kids makeup kit, and so she put it on. She's like, "Daddy, am I beautiful?" And I'm like, "You are, but let me tell you, you're beautiful for so many other reasons besides just putting makeup on." And I'm like, "Let's start instilling that now,
yeah,
right? Like,
young,
yeah, plant that seed." There's a crash southbound I-215 on the West Belt near 1900 South. Be aware of that. Outside of that, it's a good looking drive this morning along the Wasatch Front with a high today of 40. I got a text saying, "On a date, the man always pays for the full thing.
No,
if you can't afford it, buy yourself, go somewhere else." This has to do with the 7:30 second date update with Summer and Ryan. I thought that'd be a great Twitter poll to put up.
Oh, that would be a
like,
good
should
one.
The man always pay for the date? You say no, but I will tell you right now, I remember back for the short time I was single, like I did pay for everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like
when you're
I
dating,
never
absolutely.
Well,
went
a lot
Dutch.
Of, and some people expect that. I feel like now more people, the rule of thumb I always use is if you ask for the date, you pay for the date.
Got it.
So
yeah, but no one's ever coming up to me and asking me for a date. Like, well, Justin, have you ever had a lady come up to you back in your single days and been like, "I want to take you out on a date"?
No, it doesn't happen.
Right.
It does now. You guys are 1,000.
You're telling me it happens now?
Yes. Women ask men out all the time.
Put it up on Twitter. Mix1051 Utah. We'll get it up there, and you can get your votes on whether or not you pay for a date or you go Dutch as we get to Justin's showbiz piece.
Hey, accentuate your natural beauty with the state-of-the-art medical and aesthetic treatments at Form Med Spa. Check them out at formmedspa.com. All right, so the Today Show, it was announced this morning that Hoda and Savannah are going to be the permanent morning duo on the Today Show, which I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I think Hoda's done a nice job kind of creating a personality and a brand on the Today Show. Savannah's always been good, so I see it working.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, they already know that Hoda's proven.
Plus, think about this. The Today Show's not two people. There's like 9 people on that show.
Right.
You got Carson and the rest of the gang. Like,
you just got these two kind of playing quarterback and bouncing it out to all the other areas.
Right. They open the show every day, but after that, it goes off everywhere. So
it'll be good. I'm excited. Hey, The Bachelor was on last night, premiered on ABC. If you missed it, here was a couple of clips.
So this is Kendall Long. She's one of the interested ladies.
Okay. And one of my new best friends.
Right, exactly. She'll tell you about herself, and then she'll sing a song afterwards.
I'm Kendall Long. I'm 26, and I'm from Los Angeles.
His tongue is, like, so huge.
I've always warn guys that I date that I collect taxidermy.
I like this bear.
I've never had a relationship over a year, but with taxidermy, I can keep it forever.
I love you, see you.
It's like I need video to go along with the large tongue statement.
Oh, I don't even care about that.
I was wondering if she was referring to...
She collects taxidermy, and then the song she wrote said, "I'll be with you till I'm dead," because you're already dead as well.
That's true. She likes her little stuffed friends.
Cool.
I like it. I'm a big fan.
Jackson's already stalked her on social media and found photos.
Of course I have.
Already following her on everything.
Yeah, we're Team Kendall Long over here.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, movies in the box office over the weekend. Star Wars cleaning up another $52.7 million. Check this out. It is now up to $517 million in its third week.
That sounds big to me, but is it...
Third.
I mean, is that where it's supposed to be? You never know. Like, with Star Wars, are they already supposed to be at a billion? Like, to me, I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, think back to last year. I remember what they... I remember they said what it was. Was it 600? I'm thinking that might have been the number.
I'm telling you, it felt a little soft to me.
It kind of does. So, Jumanji coming in at number two. It's at 170 million in its second week, and then Pitch Perfect running out number three. It's at 63 million. So that's kind of the big flicks that everybody saw over the holiday break.
Went on Christmas Day, saw Jumanji. It's fantastic.
I did the same thing.
Did you go on Christmas Day?
Yeah, it was so good.
It is funnier than the first. I think they do a nice job of giving a little tribute to the first film, giving tribute to Robin Williams during it, so they at least acknowledge it. And it is a sequel. It's not a retelling.
No, and then they just do their own thing, and I'm like, you know what? This is really good.
Yeah.
As I walked out of the theater, I was like, okay, I remember you and I, we were hearing about it so much,
yes.
Like, well, this better be good, or it was going to be a giant letdown.
Right.
You know what? It held up to what my expectation was going to be.
Jack Black steals the show.
Yeah, he does. And then Kevin Hart and The Rock are actually pretty good together.
Yeah.
I mean, have they been in other flicks together? Or is this their first time
that
they're doing stuff?
Yeah, they've done something else together, too.
They're funny.
Yeah, it's good.
It was really good stuff. Star Wars, though, check this out. It's also the biggest year of 2017. Even though it came so late in the year, mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast held that spot. But then Star Wars came in and just knocked it off over the last couple of days.
That's impressive, though, to have the biggest movie for the majority of the year.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast was hanging on. Awesome. Star Wars, here it comes. So it comes in as the biggest one of the year, followed by Beauty and the Beast. And then Wonder Woman was the third biggest movie of 2017.
I finally saw Wonder Woman.
How did you think?
Was it good?
It's great.
Did you find it? It was kind of weird, though.
Really? Oh.
I don't know what I was expecting going into it, but it was a little bit different.
My one problem with all comic book movies, they're all about a half hour too long. But it was...
I won't do it to myself.
It was really good.
All right, guys, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, J-Bone. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're kicking it off. Who is going to win first with Choose the News? Well, it's up to you. You'll get a pick. That's at 8 right now. Zane, Taylor Swift, I Don't Want to Live Forever on Mix 1051. Jackson, I could not agree with you more than a message you sent to Justin and I over the break. It was about Netflix.
Oh, greatest thing that's ever happened to me. So we got, my roommate got a new Amazon Fire Stick.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're even doing updates on my old Roku anymore. I've had it for years.
Just bailing on it.
Yeah, bailed on it. But on the Netflix app, on the Amazon Fire Stick, there's a skip intro button.
No way.
Where, if you're watching a TV series, you could skip the opening credits. It just goes right into the show. And I feel like that is the most underrated technological advance of the century.
Jen and I just pretty much watch The Office on a loop every night after the kids go to bed. That's what we watch, like an episode of The Office.
Sure.
And I found that button over the break.
Saved your life.
It really has made a difference.
It is so great. Well, and then if you're watching between seasons or like mid-season recaps or anything, it's like, do you want to skip the recap? I'm like,
yes, I want to skip the recap.
Because I've been here the whole time.
I haven't gone anywhere.
You don't need to remind me.
That is so funny.
It is the greatest. And you know what?
They're enabling is what they're doing.
This is where we're at in 2018. We have figured out everything else in life, so we're just now like trying to skip the intros to TV shows. Not even commercials.
They're like 20 seconds long.
Yeah. But that's 20 seconds that I could be watching more Parks and Rec.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying about it.
I already know the theme song to The Office. I know who's in it. I don't need to see the credits again.
Again. So many times. I've seen these things.
Yes, exactly. Let's get to Choose the News.
Hey, authentic Mexican food now open in Ogden. The El Paisa Grill. Stop in and you can get the all-you-can-eat taco bar for just $10.99.
Oh, I know I'm dieting, but if you guys wanted to.
Yeah.
I'd hit up the taco bar.
On the 11th. After 10 days, I'll take you over there.
I love that place.
That place was amazing.
It was so, so good.
Yeah. All right. Choose the News. Here's how it works. The three of us have stories that we want to share with you. Listen, this is important to us. We all want to brag about having the first story of 2018.
Mm-hmm. I'll never let these two live it down.
But you get a pick. So you vote by calling us at 844-649-1051 or a quick text to 61544. Justin, what is your story?
Some words that should be banned in 2018. Mm.
Is lean in on there. That's two words.
No.
It's a phrase.
Well, you could just lean in one word.
Is that one?
Depends on how you want to spell it.
It's extra.
Whoa! That was a personal attack. Because when you said it, you gave me some side eye.
Oh, I looked at you.
And I'll throw down. You meet me in the parking lot, Watkins.
Jackson, what's your story?
If your resolution is to get a new job, I may have the perfect one for you.
Ooh.
It's so good, you guys.
Is it the one you posted on Facebook?
No, but that one's great, too.
The Craigslist one?
Yeah.
It's not that one?
We'll talk about that one later.
My story, it's John talking. As it turns out, there is a Nigerian prince sending emails. What story do you want to hear? Just go into the text at 615-44. Our vote is for Justin. Hashtag New Year, New Streak.
New Streak.
Jackson, John's Nigerian prince, please. I'm going with Jackson's story. I need to get away from my current negative workplace.
Oh, man. And is your new job going to be so much fun? I'm telling you, this is a great job, guys.
Nigerian prince, let's hear it. This is Anaya, 7 years old, from Roy. I vote for John because I'm a princess. Hello, princess. Assuming I have voices correct, I'm voting for John with the prince. That is me. Justin, hashtag streaking. Justin's story. Let's start 2018 with a streak.
I love it.
How do I get my own prince?
Well, check your email.
Justin.
I actually can get you a prince with your new job if you vote for me.
Oh, wait a minute.
I know, I really
need
it.
Wait a minute.
You know what? Somebody's over-campaigning.
Now, yeah, exactly.
Scouts on her, you guys.
You had your chance to do your story.
My story also includes princes.
I think that he realizes that he's the third of the
three.
Right,
yeah, and he's like, oh, no. He's like throwing in other stuff.
Gotcha.
It's like a cell going bad, so he starts adding another. He's like, no, I'm also going to give you a clear coat finish and a cover for your car.
Well, there's only one loser so far this morning, and it was whoever comes in third.
He just stared at me drinking. I hate my job. Save me, Jackson. I like the sound of Justin's, but I want a new job. See, here comes Jackson because he was doing this. The Nigerian prince story, please. My neighbor sends thousands of dollars to him. No. Tell your neighbor to stop.
No, that's so sad.
I want to know what words we're going to give away or get rid of in 2018. Let's find out. The winner on this Tuesday, January 2nd, gets a kick off the year with a win is Justin.
Yeah! Good job.
Streaking in 18. That's what's going on. Okay, so Lake Superior University in Michigan put a list together of words that must go in 2018. Number one on the list? Tons.
Nope.
When you mean lots?
I reject it.
I still use that one.
Tons?
Tons.
Why does that? I don't feel like it's overused.
I don't know. It's just on their list. Next.
Love you tons.
Fake news.
Oh, if you use it that way, then it should definitely not be used.
I use it all the time.
That fake news should be banned in 2018. What do you
think
on
that one? I feel like the news overused fake news.
I think that's what they're saying.
Oh, they love
that
it.
It's become too mainstream. Dish. When you mean gossip.
I never got into saying let's dish.
I also think no one uses that anymore. I think that one's been retired for a while.
Justin, let me see here. With tons and dish, are you looking at the right year?
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay,
there's also
just
gig economy, which we don't use that one here.
Gig economy?
That means when you don't really have a job, you just go around working odd jobs to make a living. Pretty much what Jackson used.
You're looking at
here.
Him.
Gig economy. How about giggity? Is giggity
giggity's on there? Pre-owned, when you just mean used.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. Let's stop trying to dress things up. In 2018, let's call it what it is.
Just be honest about it.
Yeah. I'm not a pre-owned human being. I've been through some things, you guys.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. It's used onboarding and offboarding when you're hiring and firing.
I didn't know that was a term.
Yeah.
We still use let go.
The phrase, let it sink in.
Again, I don't feel like I hear that a lot. Maybe it's our workplace?
Why don't you let that sink in, John?
I always say love it for 5 minutes. Love it for 5 minutes. I know you guys hate the idea of jumping into an ice pool. Love it for 5 minutes.
It's true. You do say
that. Then we'll talk about it.
I usually don't change my opinion much after the 5 minutes. But
you know what? We jumped in the ice pool, didn't we?
I didn't have a choice. You told me to bring a swimsuit. I was jumping in a pool.
And that video is up on Facebook and Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. Do you have another one of this?
No.
All three stories are going to be up online, including the good one, which is the Nigerian prince one.
Whatever.
At Mix1051Utah.com. It is the new year. We're going to do our 2018 predictions. You know, like first celebrity to get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
First celebrity to get arrested. Biggest movie of the year. But I just thought we started a different way. There's this guy who made a list of the top 500 pop culture events that are going to be in 2018.
Wow.
Which I thought was too many, so I found the top 10. Which seems like a much better list. We'll start here, and then we'll take your predictions as well. And you can make up your own prediction for whatever you want for 2018. Just text us at 61544. Next month, out of the top 10 pop culture events to look forward to, Justin Timberlake's going to be doing the halftime show at Super Bowl 52.
Heck yeah.
In Minneapolis. Everyone's wondering if Janet Jackson's going to show up.
I bet she doesn't.
Nah.
You say no, huh?
I say no.
Do you think he's moved on and he just doesn't want to bring it up?
Right.
You agree, Jackson?
I think it's her decision. She's busy. She's a new mom. She's touring. She's 50. Like, I'm not going to the Super Bowl.
I think she does it.
I don't think she will be there.
Yeah, I think she does. On February 9th, the 2018 Winter Olympics are going to kick off in South Korea.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Which is really interesting. South Korea has actually reached out to North Korea and said, hey, can we be cool during this time? Like, let's all be cool.
I was just watching the story that they had a meeting overnight last night. And where they just like, hey guys, let's all stop it.
Right. Stop.
Stop it.
Stop. Do you guys like the Winter Olympics?
I love them.
More than summer?
Well, I like both. I enjoyed the Olympics.
It's because
I
the Winter Olympics were here.
Yeah.
And that makes us like the Winter Olympics more than the
summer.
We're
tied into
it. Marvel's newest superhero movie, Black Panther, is going to be coming out February 16th.
Okay.
Oh, it looks good, too.
It looks really good.
Like, I don't like superhero movies, but man, does that look like a fun one.
There's the new season of Roseanne premiering in March.
Heck yeah. I'm excited about that.
Bringing back Dan.
All
somehow.
Of them.
I don't know. Also, they're redoing Trading Spaces, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, American Idol, all coming back.
Man, none of those should be brought back. Not a single one of what you just said should have been brought back.
Kelly Clarkson's joining The Voice.
Oh, that's right.
This year. You know what show I want to watch?
What?
Have you seen it on Fox? It's called, like, The Four.
You know what? Yes. The previews for it look great.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
Yes. I think that Fox is going to bring it.
Fox is coming out strong.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, this is the existing, like, they're rising stars, but then people off the street come in and try to knock them off their pedestal or something?
They have four big stars, and they're all trying to choose one. And after the entire season, one person will win. So it's kind of different than...
They got Diddy on there.
Oh, yeah. I saw something DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that the boy band pretty much is opening up for DJ Khaled on his tour?
No, I didn't see
that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's the band that was in here?
That we had in here.
That taught us how to dance?
That taught us how to dance.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's awesome, right?
Frozen the Musical is going to open on Broadway in March.
Okay. We're just milking this whole Frozen thing as much as we can, aren't we?
You know what, though? It's one of my favorites from Disney. It really is.
Frozen?
Yeah.
You talk trash on Frozen all the time.
I hate Olaf.
Oh, but you like Frozen.
He ruins an otherwise perfect movie.
Mean Girls the Musical.
Yes!
And Harry Potter the Musical, all on Broadway this year.
I'll be a big year for Jackson.
Harry Potter, the musical?
This is the first I've heard about it.
I know that they're doing Cursed Child, which is like the eighth book play.
Right, which has been in London for a while.
Right, yeah. They're bringing that to New York, but there's a musical?
Says, according to this list, Harry Potter musical.
Man, I am out of the loop.
A movie version of A Wrinkle in Time starring Oprah will hit theaters in March. She's also going to get the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes this Sunday. The Golden Globes are already happening.
I can't believe that.
That quickly.
2018. Kate Middleton is going to have baby number three this year. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle are tying the knot in May. That might have to do with one of my predictions also for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Is she already pregnant?
Ocean's 8 is going to hit theaters in June. If you haven't seen the trailer, we have it up at Mix 105.1 Utah. It looks really good. Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, all on it.
Riri.
Lady Gaga is going to start her residency in Vegas in December.
There you go. I'll be good.
I love her.
74 concerts is what she's agreed to.
Wow.
Britney Spears just ended her residency. I didn't realize that she wasn't continuing. She's finishing it.
No, she's done.
Yeah.
Are they swapping out?
I think so.
Is she going to be at Planet Hollywood?
What is Britney going to do now?
Britney will probably just take some time off then, and they'll bring her back again next year.
She's really going to dive into her art. Since she's so really talented.
She's great. She's a great painter.
Mary Poppins Returns, starring Emily Blunt, is going to hit theaters Christmas Day. Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, and Dick Van Dyke also in it.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Christmas
that's cool.
Day next year. We're going. Field trip.
Coming in.
There you go. That's the fun things that we're looking forward to for 2018. Now, here's the big question. What are your predictions? First to get pregnant. First to get arrested. Biggest movie of the year. We're going to take your predictions. First to get pregnant. Let's start there. Justin, what are you feeling?
Selena.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Justin
really?
Bieber's the baby
yep.
daddy?
Yep.
Really?
That's my prediction.
Ooh. It's good.
It is good, right?
It's good. Yes. I don't hate it.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to. She just had a kidney transplant. I don't know if she's healthy enough for that.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah, are you a doctor?
Are you a doctor?
Anyway, my prediction is just whatever Kardashian isn't pregnant right now.
Which one isn't? Kendall. Kylie.
One of the younger ones, right?
I don't know.
Kylie. Everyone, we're wondering
no,
where's Kendall.
Isn't, right?
Courtney's not. Courtney's done.
But I think she's going to get pregnant.
She's got a new boyfriend.
Here's the thing. Chris orchestrates everything in that family.
Right.
She is the executive producer of that family. And what she's done is she has timed their pregnancies out so that there's a new pregnancy announcement like every 3 months. And then you have a new birth every 3 months after that.
Kylie's the one who's pregnant. Kendall's the one who's not yet.
Kendall, so I still think Courtney's always a possibility.
You say Courtney, okay.
Because
she's gonna have another one?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be one of those Kardashians. It's just going to happen.
I got a 2018 prediction text at 615-44.
Yeah.
John Hamm will finally do nudity, ... tastefully.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. For me, for pregnancy, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry.
You know what? I get it. I can see where you're going, too. The wedding's happening really quickly.
It's happening fast.
It's kind of a shotgun.
It's happening really fast.
I mean, because the engagement to the wedding, it's only, what, 4 or 5 months?
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, I know, but
I'm feeling you on that.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Engagement to wedding, that's still almost half your pregnancy. What are you going to do when 3 months later?
She's going to carry a lot of flowers during the wedding, so uh-huh. we won't notice it.
And a dress.
And then once the new prince is born, they won't announce it. They'll hold it back for 6 months. And these photos were like, wow, that's a very big baby.
Yeah, that's a large right. newborn.
That's my prediction, Jackson.
All right. Why do you keep accusing me of things this morning, and I don't know why.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. We'll take some texts next, and then we'll do our predictions for who's going to get arrested in the biggest movie of the year, okay? I went through this list. I never really mentioned it, but A Wrinkle in Time, are you guys excited about that movie? It's getting a lot of press. I never read it in school. I know it was like a book that a lot of people had to read.
I don't even know what it's about.
You don't know what it is?
I actually have it on my list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, should we do movies next then?
Let's do that.
2018 predictions, biggest movie of the year.
It's going to be A Wrinkle in Time, because do you know who the cast is? You've got Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, mm-hmm. Chris Pine, and Zach Galifianakis.
It's a solid cast.
It's a solid cast. Yeah. I mean, and it could do... I know it's got a big budget, too. I read that. It's got like a $103 million Man, budget.
Really?
Yeah, so... It's set up to have, you know, a big success. So we'll see.
Mass
what happens.
Appeal for sure.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Every one of those actors appeals to a different demo and a different audience.
And it's Oprah. The obvious.
It's Oprah.
But isn't there a problem the fact that the three of us, none of us have like read it or know anything about the story?
I think that with the star power though, it'll get people that don't know anything about it will go see it just because.
Will you go see it?
I will go see it.
Okay.
Why not?
2018 predictions, biggest movie of the year. Jackson.
It's going to be Avengers Infinity War. Because let me tell you about this cast.
Yes.
We've seen them in every 1,000 movies ever.
Yeah.
There are so many movies these people are in. No, like, it's the last one. It's going to be huge. And the thing that I think A Wrinkle in Time is going to be missing out is the general interest of kids. Like, the thing with a big action movie or a superhero movie is that you get that kid audience in there. And even though you're paying, like, $6 a ticket,
yeah.
people will shovel their kids in those seats over and over again.
My son, Liam, barely knows the Avengers stuff, but he loves the toys and wants to see one every time they're out.
Yeah.
We haven't really gone to them yet, but... Yeah.
And I think with this just being like the last Avengers movie, at least with this cast, people are going to go see it, even if they haven't seen it in a while.
Got some texts already saying Avengers for the biggest movie. Mindy Kaling is also in A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, okay.
I love me some Mindy Kaling.
Do we have a Star Wars this year?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because my prediction for 2018, Solo, a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I can that one's going to win, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah,
you think it'll be an Avengers? I think so. But
I don't think it'll be an Avengers. But I actually was torn between Avengers and Incredibles. The Incredibles 2.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Is coming out. No one has a big following.
What about the Gnome movie that I saw the preview for?
I saw the Gnome movie preview, too.
For Jumanji.
That looks terrible.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, and I'm going to have to go see it. That's the worst part, when you see those trailers as a parent.
When he says, what, the fertilizer? You know what? You know it's going to be a great movie.
Oh, man. Dave and Holiday is saying the Wrinkle in Time books are great. We should check them out. Is there more than one? I thought it was just one book.
If it's not a celebrity memoir, I'm not reading it.
2018 predictions. All right, celebrity who's going to be arrested this year.
All right. I'm going out on a limb here. This is a big prediction.
Yes.
I'm saying it's going to be Kris Jenner. Oh. And I'm saying that she's done something shady, and it's going to be for tax or something when it comes to that.
Like how Martha Stewart ended up in prison that
right.
one year?
Because she's done this. She's built this empire that she has, but she hasn't done it correct. She hasn't paid.
Right.
She hasn't paid her taxes.
Like a labor law violation.
Yeah, there's going to be something there to where the government's going to get her.
Man. You know what that would do, though, if she got carted away for a few years? Just make her brand bigger when she comes
out. Oh, yeah. Totally would.
Yes.
Because then you're going to get a reality show called Locked Up with Kris.
Yes.
it's going to happen. And or she's going to make a cameo on Orange is the New Black or something. These people are untouchable.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Kris Jenner is going to get popped for doing something illegal.
That's a pretty good prediction. Solid. Jackson.
Bieber. He's going to go back to his old ways.
No way. You just heard Justin. Bieber's going to be a dad.
Yeah, he's going to have a baby this year.
I don't think so. Or, all right, let's say Bieber does find out that Selena's pregnant.
Right.
That's what sets him off the edge.
He's like, listen,
I was doing so good. I had a girlfriend. I was back on top. And then she got pregnant. He panics and drives his car off of a pier or something.
There is always a safe bet and go Chris Brown. But
that's the easy one, though.
That's too easy.
Easy one. No, let's go a little bit. That's like saying Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Or Tom Hanks.
Oh,
he's been too clean for too long.
It turns out it's all just a facade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the serial killer is always the one that everyone's like, I would never imagine that.
For example, in this group, out of the three of us, the serial killer would be
Justin Taylor.
Yeah.
I'd watch your back. Watch it.
2018 predictions for who's going to get arrested. I say Logan Paul. Do you guys know who Logan Paul is?
No, well, which one is he?
YouTube.
Logan Paul is a huge YouTube star, like the biggest YouTube star.
Yeah, what does he do?
Over the weekend, he does stupid videos.
Gotcha.
The fact that people watch him make me so angry.
Teenagers watch dumb things. It's for teenagers.
Over the weekend, though, he posted a video of finding a dead body while in, I think, Japan. And there's finally a boycott. And he seems like he's spiraling out of control, where I could see him trying to do something.
Having a meltdown.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
oh, this will be good to follow.
This guy makes millions of dollars.
Millions.
Millions and millions of dollars doing what he does. And he is only 22, but he's been in the public eye since he was like 15.
Yeah.
And you don't have that kind of exposure without something bad happening to you.
2018, first big arrest, Logan Paul. I wanted to make sure to give him a shout out in case he was listening up in Park City to Conan O'Brien.
Hey, Conan.
Hey, Conan. What's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
Conan and I on the same flight from Seattle back home to Salt Lake City.
Sweet.
His whole family. He was like just standing in TSA waiting for the plane.
70 feet tall.
He was so tall.
How many people in his family? Has he got a big one?
It was him, his wife, and I think he had a son and a daughter.
Okay, at least one, two, three kids?
Yeah, around there. Him and his son were kind of like roughhousing, like playing around. I stared a lot more than I should have.
Well, you got it.
I couldn't help
it.
Yeah, I was creepy about the whole thing. And I wouldn't. Jen's like, just go up and take a photo. I'm like, no, I don't want to be that person. So instead, I just stood far back and stared at him the entire time.
Yeah, because that person's way better.
So what other people, though?
A lot of people were doing like the sneaky photo, which was not sneaky at all. You know where they're trying to act like they're sending a text, but really they're trying to get like a photo of Conan O'Brien?
Just jumping
on like,
that.
It's completely obvious.
Oh, yeah. No, So right when I got home from Loser, I wasn't allowed to take any pictures.
Oh,
because
sure.
The show was still airing, and people couldn't know how far I made it. I couldn't take pictures, anything. I was like on a complete freeze. But I still had to go grocery shopping and stuff. So people would like be like they'd have their phone under their hoodie and like take pictures and stuff. It was like obviously I know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just have to like position away from them. Usually gave him the bird.
He was in first class. We were definitely not. So we had to walk by him, you know? He stopped my daughter and talked to her about her luggage that she got for Christmas.
No kidding.
With ballerinas on it. Yeah.
Probably because he saw her creepy dad and was just like, darling, I'm so sorry you have to live with that weirdo.
Can I smell you?
Yeah.
Jackson's been obsessed with a new show called Black Mirror, and I wanted to bring it up because I've noticed that all of a sudden it's becoming like the Stranger Things. It's on Netflix, although it's been a few seasons in.
Yeah, it's on season 4.
So I don't know why now it's just hitting that nerve of pop culture.
I don't know, but oh my God, it is good.
Yeah.
It is probably the best thing on television.
What's it about?
So it's very much like The Twilight Zone, where it's just a different kind of sci-fi fantasy thing every single episode.
Okay.
And they just tell, it's like a miniature movie, but the acting is incredible. The writing is incredible. And it is all of the episodes are set in the future, but like realistically in the future.
So you can tune in at any time because they're not.
It doesn't matter.
So everyone's a different one. Okay.
Yeah. And man, some of them are real scary though. So don't watch it with the kids.
What was the one you watched with pop culture?
Social media. It's where you have this app on your phone where you rate everyone in real time. And your rating can stop you from getting into apartments. Your rating can stop you from shopping certain places.
No.
And if your rating falls too low, then you get thrown in a mental institution because you're seen as a danger to society. It is insane because we kind of do that already.
That is so weird because there was an episode of... Oh, what's the Seth MacFarlane sci-fi?
Family? No.
Futurama?
No.
Orville.
That's the exact same storyline.
Yeah.
That when you do a crime, you go on like the Today Show, and people vote whether or not you're guilty or not on like thumbs up or thumbs down.
Oh, this is different.
Is it?
Because it's every day. So if you're in the grocery store and you bump someone with your cart, they can vote you down. And if you get, the higher your rating is, the more your votes count. So like if you're five out of five,
yeah,
and you vote someone down, it has more weight voting their score down. It's insane. So it's like a total classist, but that's what we do every day. It's so insane.
You know how they always say like how certain shows predict the future, like The Simpsons predicted all the stuff that is actually happening.
Right.
What if this is actually something that does come true?
But that's how every episode is
really?
The crazy part. Like it's all set in the future, but it's so realistically in the future. It's not hokey. It's not Star Trek-y. It's not like everything that you watch. You're like, oh, I could see that happening. It's insane. It's so good.
I'm on board.
It's called Black Mirror. It's on Netflix. We watch one and give us a review as well.
Yeah, totally.
Perfect. We talked earlier about New Year's resolutions and whether or not we were going to do them. Justin's resolution is just for 10 days.
Yeah.
Which is like a fake resolution.
No, it's just basically me shaking off the last two by balancing it out with 2 weeks of good stuff.
But why not keep it going? Like,
that's
why stop after? Okay. I got the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2018. Number 10 is focus more on your appearance. So 12% of people want to look better each day.
Oh, of course.
No more sweats at work?
No.
You know?
Pass.
Jeans, yeah. 13% want to get a new hobby. I feel like I need a hobby.
Who's got time for a hobby?
That's my thing. By the time you get through work and then like family, there's not a lot of time for a hobby.
I'll tell you what my hobby is. Watching television.
Yeah, you did a lot
and
of that.
Anyone who says that that is not a hobby is incorrect. I love entertainment. I'm all about it. I genuinely think that's a hobby.
You put in some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I put in a lot of work.
Good job on your hobby.
Hey, thanks, man.
13% want to make new friends. That gets harder the older you get.
Where in the heck am I going to make new friends?
You got to go. You got to be a little more social.
Like, where do I go?
When you meet other people, it's like dating all over again. But this time, it's dating in a weird way.
Well, good, because nowadays they can come to me.
In what way do you mean
that?
Well,
you said in dating now. It works
ways. Well, so. I'm not saying you should go try to find a bunch of female friends. I don't know if your wife will
you said it's like dating, meeting new friends.
New app idea.
Go on.
Friender.
Oh, my gosh.
All it is like dudes in their 40s trying to hang out and find someone that they can stand drinking beer with.
I love it. What about even like couples seeking other couple friends?
It's called
for actual.
Oh
no!
I definitely was going to recommend Thrinder.
Fine.
I'm not talking that. That's the problem when you're a couple trying to meet another couple.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes there's miscommunication between the two.
It needs to be like, hey, do you want to come over and hang out in the garage and drink beer?
Right.
Versus like, hey, my wife and I are wondering what you're up to this weekend.
Yeah, you got
to
be very specific.
Yes. And I'll bet it is really hard to find married couple friends that do things together.
It is. Learn a new skill, 15%. Read more books, 18%. Are you guys going to read more books this year?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
Justin.
Two very different reactions.
I know.
Justin sounded offended that you would even bring it up.
How dare you?
How many books did you read in 2017?
None.
Oh.
Really?
No.
Look, you can only go up.
How? You read one book and you are there.
That's 100% better.
Who's got time to read a book?
Everyone can read a book.
I read like a book a month, and I feel like I'm doing some light duty.
All right, between your book and your TV, Jackson's got all this free time.
Very busy, yeah.
And this
24% want to take better care of themselves, like getting more sleep. And if so, a mattress for mattress would be perfect.
Yeah,
for
I'm pretty good at that part.
37% want to spend less money.
I would like to do that.
I love the concept of it, but I know that's not going to happen.
Nah, not going to happen.
Number two, want to exercise more.
Nah.
Which happens for the first month.
That's a big, yeah. It's a big setup and a letdown then usually, so we're not even going to go down that road.
And 37% want to eat better, just like Justin, for the next 10 days.
10 days.
And after that, you're back to burgers, fries, and pizza?
Yeah, we're going to the taco bar. And
El Paisa Grill?
Yes!
I'll break my resolution for that. That's fine. You know what story we didn't get to today that we need to?
Which one?
What's that?
The fact that Justin was at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of people were next to him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was out for Chinese the other day. It was one to where the booths were back to back.
Yeah.
And so there was a group of girls sitting like right behind me, and they were loud. You can tell that maybe they were having some Christmas cheer.
Yeah, of course.
But they were loud, jump for the booth was moving and this and that. Anyway, so they get up to leave and they go to the front to pay. I noticed that they looked back and one of them came over and put a note in front of me and then walked away. I turned the note over and it said, "Sorry that we were being obnoxious. Hopefully we didn't ruin your meal.
Aww.
You're my favorite on the show."
Whoa!
Right?
All right.
I was like, holy cow.
So you got recognized how? Were you talking loud?
I don't know. I just was sitting there.
I mean, we do radio. A lot of people don't know who we are, you know?
No,
it's like, yeah.
It's not like it's TV.
Right.
So I don't know.
But we take a lot of Instagram pictures.
We do.
That's true.
That's true.
And I've wondered that's what it was, is because we've really stepped up our social media game in 2017 that maybe that's where it came from. But it kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen usually.
Were you talking trash on the table? Is that why she came over?
Well,
so she heard you like...
I was telling Lori that I'm like, you know what? God, they're so loud. Like, they're going to... I'm like, if she kicks the back of my chair one more time...
So do you think she heard you talking trash on her table?
That's I don't know because I didn't say it that loud because they were so loud. I would have had to talk like this to get over to the top of them.
But what inspired her to put that note then apologizing for being loud?
I don't know, but then I felt like a jerk.
Of course.
I felt really stupid the rest of the time. Lori made fun of me then. She's like, oh, how's it feel to eat crow? I'm like, stop it. They already feel like a jerk.
I mean, there's a really easy way to solve this.
What?
You turn around, you politely tap one of them and say, "Would you mind keeping it down, please?"
No way. Sorry. I would never do that at a restaurant.
Are you for real?
I would never do that at a restaurant.
I've done it at restaurants.
Have you really?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God. If people have their screaming kids at a restaurant running through tables and stuff, I'll be like, "Excuse me, can you collect your child?"
You are the worst. Just sit there and eat your food and go home.
I
go complain to friends.
With their sticky little fingers all over me.
We're terrible.
I don't mind it one
bit. You have no problem doing that.
No. Because if you're misbehaving in public, then I'm going to tell you exactly how to... apparently, your parents didn't teach you how to behave in public.
Who made you Ann Landers?
That's true.
Or Dear Abby or whatever.
I mean, the whole thing is, like...
I did.
John wouldn't turn around either, though.
No,
you would have been
no.
like me. You just would have said something to your wife and
yes.
then moved on.
I would have complained about it later.
I mean,
yes.
if it was a... Yeah. If it's just a bunch of loud girls, whatever, I probably... It wouldn't bother me, honestly. But
it's pretty loud.
But obviously, it bothered you. And
yeah,
if it gets to the point where it's bothering me, I will correct the issue at
you
hand.
Will say, I would get louder.
Well, it was kind of quiet in there, and it was really loud. Enough to where I was like, holy cow, it's going to be a long dinner.
Right, yeah.
And then, yeah, they apologized for doing so. I don't know.
You know what, though, the other problem?
I still feel like a jerk, though.
I'm usually the loud one in the room. I can't control it.
You're
I have no voice control.
No, he really doesn't.
I'm too loud.
It's true.
She signed it Heather, so Heather, I feel like a jerk.
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Well, thanks for listening, Heather.
Keep it down next time, Heather.
That does it for us. We're heading out of here. We're going to go get loud at a restaurant. It's John, Justin, and Jackson.